Hey, Dom here. Welcome back, and I hope you enjoy the first episode of Season 2.
Jeez. Haven't done this in a while. Hey, Scale, I think it's working now.
Really? That's great to hear.
Welcome back, listeners.
Hi again, everyone. How was your summer?
They can't respond. It's not live, remember?
I know, but it's still the polite thing to do.
Anyway, time for our informational housekeeping to do. We gotta catch you up on some stuff that happened over our break.
First off, we moved out! Hooray!
We scrounged up enough money to buy a little house in the middle of Tampa.
That means no more smelly basement living for us!
Secondly, as y'all probably saw on the news, the Tallahassee Terror was recently caught and brought into custody.
Sadly, that means Vlad is no longer staying with us and is no longer editing our audio.
Boo-hoo, I'm sure he's gonna miss us from the comfort of his 10-story mansion.
No, don't be like that. He was our best friend.
Yep, totally.
What the hell?
Oh, dang, nabbit, not again.
What the? Skell? Felix? What the hell are you doing in this abandoned shed?
Jeez, Brian, I know our house is small and ugly, but I think that's a little far.
Come on, Brian, those potted plants were my only possessions I brought from the other basement. You've got to be kidding me. Could you have broken anything else?
Well, I didn't think anyone lived here. No one's ever here. Never before has anyone been in this house when I came here. It's... why?
Do you just break into abandoned buildings in your spare time and break stuff?
Now, Felix, what I do in my spare time is none of your business.
You just broke into our house and destroyed some of our property. What do you mean it's not our business?
Well, I...
Oh, for the love of Parman. Hey, Brian, what on earth is taking you so long? Oh! Oh my goodness, Skell, Felix! I'm your biggest fan!
Who are you? Why is everybody breaking into our house?
That would be Stalazia. The beast of knowledge, blah blah blah. He answers questions and tells the future. It's really not as cool as it sounds.
Well, after the season finale, Brian summoned me again. I explained that I can only predict the future if it goes on as intended and it can be changed. Therefore, he is now forcing me to, well, help change one aspect of history specifically.
What does he want to change?
He wants to make sure that the Skell and Felix show does not become more popular than his.
What?
Shouldn't you two be recording an ad or something? Up to it, I won't bother you any further.
Nice try. We were on break too long and none of our sponsors trust us anymore, so you can't sneak your way out of this one.
Wait, you didn't tell me we didn't have ads anymore?
Well, we do, technically. We just need to get them back.
Fine, I'll deal with that later, Skell. Now, Brian...
Stalazia, get me out of here, now!
No hard feelings. Really, I love you too. You guys are the best. Well, looks like I have to go.
Oh my lord. Hey, Skell, I just realized what this first episode has in common with Season 1's first episode.
What?
They both were horrible.
Hey, Cletus. Look at this email I found. This episode was brought to you by Dom Radio.
Edited by Dominic Piccioni?
That's right. With Dom Piccioni as Skell, Felix, Brian the Wendigo, Stalazia, and yeah, even you and me. Isn't that amazing, Cletus?
Wanna find out more? Visit website at domradio.wiki.com.
Send them a message at their anchor profile, or at their email address, officialdomradio@gmail.com.
Gargoyle.
That's right. Also listen to their mediocre audio drama podcast that is a spinoff and takes place in the Skell and Felix Show universe by looking up Project Gargoyle on Spotify, Anchor, and your various listening platforms. That's Project Gargoyle.
Very silly.
You're right. That is a silly email. Must have been sent to the wrong person.